Over the pandemic, I became fascinated with the medium of fiber for the unique tactile experiences it can produce and its wide variety of applications. In further exploring these applications, the goal of my research then became to understand the basics of operating a large 54-inch width loom using foot treadles instead of hand switches, and the opportunities that this would allow me. For my first project, I planned to try tapestry-style weaving and exercise the width of the loom by making a large sampler out of wool. I took inspiration from ancient Zapotec and contemporary Oaxacan rug weaving and chose my colors based on the natural dye colors that are traditionally used: reds from cactus parasites, yellows from local mosses, and browns from black sapote tree barks, and also blue from indigo. I found that this style of weaving was harder than it looked because each shape required a unique way of weaving. I also found that there are ways of blending colors by switching colors every other or every few rows. This acts like pointillism in painting, and it looks like individual spots of color up close, but from a distance, all the points blend together. I really enjoyed playing with the combinations of shapes and colors, and I see why so many weavers choose this style specifically as their life's work. It is very versatile and complex, and has roots in many cultures, providing many different techniques to learn from. As much as I would have loved to tapestry weave all summer, I did buy some alpaca yarn too. With it, I plan to retry my most complex weaving pattern from the summer before using the foot treadles instead. Treadles allow the weaver to raise multiple shafts at once with their foot, leaving their hands free to manage the yarn. However, I have never woven with alpaca fiber before, and found out quickly that it doesn't take tension very well. Unlike wool, alpaca lacks the small scales on the fiber that help it grip to itself, making it very soft but not too strong. Another unexpected challenge of this piece was that I didn't account for enough waste in the warp length. I had enough of the alpaca warp to finish the project, but not enough for it to reach through the loom. The only solution I could find was to make a mini warp. Cut the old one off and tie each old warp thread to a new one. It worked surprisingly well with only a few loose threads I had to weigh down, but it's a very long process I hope not to repeat in the future. Overall, I found working with the large loom very interesting. On one hand, it's great for making large weavings with complex patterns, but on the other, it's a huge handful to set up by myself, and mistakes on the scale of this loom can take hours to days to fix. Even so, I learned so much from this experience, and I'm looking forward to working with larger looms in the future.